Welcome back, everybody. This is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You. This is your host, Neo Gentrix, and this is Season 2. Last time we did a recap episode on some of the stuff that I had going on and things that I was looking forward to doing. There are so many different things going on in the world right now, and, you know, as a result, things are not as they should be, and nothing will ever go back to normal. We understand this, and we've come to terms with it, and decided to move forward. Or at least, a lot of people have. Or we'd like to hope so. With that being said, there's so many things to consider. And a lot of things that tend to weigh heavy on a lot of people. And thanks to this virus and a lot of other things going on, whether it be financial difficulties, loss, family member dies, or something of the sort, it puts a strain on people, their relationships, their actions, things that they do normally, things that they don't do, you know, things of that nature. But at the same time, it also allows you to stop, think, and evaluate yourself and see where your mistakes are, where your faults lie, things that you need to fix, things you should probably work on, things you need to improve. Even me. I mean, I have many, many problems. Probably too many to list. I mean, am I saying I'm worse than others? No. There are some people out there who have way worse problems than me. Some who don't even realize they have a problem. So, I mean, it just depends. Depends on who you are, where you're from, what you have to do, and what you have to cover in your environment. We're all products of our environments. We're products of where we used to live, how we were raised, who raised us. These things play a role. You know. With that being said, there's a lot of women out there, especially nowadays, who unfortunately don't have dad figures. Resulting reasons can be any number of things, but let's just go with the number one fact is that the mom never got married. The guy was either useless or was no good. Or the more viable option, you know, they got the seed donated from a sperm bank. That one's more liable and logical than most others, but some people do it the more natural way. Even if it's with someone that they don't like or they completely hate. Just because they want kids. Now, moving that aside. As a result, a lot of them don't get raised as they should. And some become spoiled. Some feel like they're obligated. And some feel like they're downright righted. But this isn't the same as the guys. Heck, the guys are worse. If anything else. Because they think they know it all. They don't think they have to listen to anybody, and they do what they want. Keep in mind, everybody's got their own thing that they have to worry about. So, now, whether you think guys are worse or women are worse doesn't really matter to me, and my opinion on it isn't even the point here. So, the point is, as a result, everybody nowadays is considered damaged goods. Okay? No one is personally perfect. No one has no flaws. Everybody's got some kind of flaw, some kind of issue, something or another. Something that makes them who they are. Something that defines who they are, what they're capable of doing. You know. Some people have all their parents. Or rather, both of their parents, anyway. And they still manage to, how do I say this, end up completely screwed up. You know, I have both my parents. I have a lot of talent and a lot of skills and things that I can do. But just because I have my parents doesn't mean that I turned out 100% correct. Okay? I still have my free will. I still have the option to choose. And there were times, there are still times, when I don't think my parents know what they're doing and I think I know better. As a result, I'll act on my own and, you know, end up creating a new problem, either for myself or for them. So let's go with this thought. Let's go with this philosophy here. How do you solve this problem? How do you solve this issue? Now let's say you're in my shoes. Or just go with yourself if you've been in this position before, where you thought you knew it all. You thought that you knew more than your parents. You stopped listening to them. You didn't listen to anyone else. You don't even listen to the older generation. I actually don't have that one problem. I'm just listing it as a possible factor. You just do your own thing. You know. Now, my biggest thing is not that I don't listen to the older generation. I actually listen to them. The problem is that because I'm so used to hearing my parents always tell me what to do, what not to do, what's right and what's wrong, that it's gotten to the point where I tune them out and I have to actually hear the same thing from someone else. And the thing is, when you hear it from somebody else, it's not usually as nice as when your parents try to tell it to you. Yeah. Something to keep in mind. Let's take a short break. I'll be right back. Alright everybody, and we're back. I guess what I was trying to say is we also need to show regards to the people around us, the people over us, the people older than us. For the simple fact, you know, they've already gone through this. They've already gone through everything. Yeah, okay, technology may be moving faster than they can keep up with. Okay, that's fine. It just means that you know a little bit more than they do. But here's the thing. Should technology ever fail, it's those very same elderly or older people that we have to rely on, because there's nothing wrong with doing things manually, okay? The mindset of a person should always be to improve oneself. Once you stop thinking that, you know, I can improve myself, I can make myself better, and you stop learning from the mistakes you have, and you're always succeeding, well, that's where you start to fail. Okay? Understanding where you went wrong, understanding, you know, where the line is between the reality of everything that you thought is correct and no, and the line where everyone else is a very thin line and a very hard place to find. And in a lot of cases, some people can't even locate that. Some people, they can locate it, they don't know quite how to adjust for it. In that case, like I mentioned earlier with the analogy of technology advancing faster than the elderly people can adapt, we have companies like Comcast and whatever. They're companies that are designed specifically for those people, or at least they were. I can't speak for nowadays. At any rate, most places, most people tend to find it hard to accept help from other people. They find it hard asking for guidance. They find it hard relying on people. And as a result, you know, they start becoming intuitive on the older methods. They start becoming obnoxious, mean, weird, petty. Mostly petty. When you get so full of yourself that you can't see the big picture anymore, you stop thinking outside of the box, you stop considering how other people may or may not feel, this is where your learning truly ends. The one thing to keep in mind here is that we're always learning. We're gonna be forever learning, growing, trying to improve ourselves. We'll never be 100%. We'll never know it all. And even if the time comes when we should or, you know, be masters at something, I promise you, you'll never be 100% done with learning, even with that. Worst case scenario, you'll find out that you really don't know anything at all. And that the very few things that you did know aren't enough to complete the task that you need. At one point, okay, I do believe I covered the differences between a lot of different emotions and feelings and you know, how to deal with them. Depression, anger, upset, being upset, you know, and motivation and, you know, what keeps people going. Yeah, I mean, they're simple topics, and you'd think that a lot of people would know them, just like common sense. Unfortunately, that's not so common anymore. Self-reflection is something that has long since died. And nowadays, it's something that people are searching for. They're searching for a way to reflect on themselves. They're trying to find a way to improve themselves. They're trying to find a way to survive. Because thanks to the coronavirus, we're in a situation where it's not guaranteed that your tomorrow will come. For a lot of people, there's no guarantee they'll even have a tomorrow. So now the question comes, who am I really? What am I capable of doing? What resources do I have? What can I still use? What can't I use? What can be done? What can't be done? And how far can I survive with the current supplies and resources that was given to me? Or better yet, how far can I stretch what I have? Now granted, this goes from surviving to everyday life and other things as well. So it just depends on the person, the user, and what they're doing with whatever tools they have. After all, you can't build a house without any nails, a hammer, or any wood. Could you build it out of dirt? Yes. You could build it out of anything, but will it be stable? Will it last? Will it stand the test of time? If a storm comes blowing through, whether it's an upset person, the stereotypical Karen, or whatnot, doesn't matter. Does what you know, does what you have, give you enough strength to withstand storms coming your way from every or any kind of adversity? It's just something to think about. All right, everybody. That's it for this episode. Just wanted to give a little thought towards self-reflection, the way we think and consider our actions, the way we treat other people. I know this year has just started, and I did promise a lot from 2020, but unfortunately 2020 didn't deliver a lot on my part as well. But hey, here we are. It's 2021. Let's give it our all. And like I said last year, I'm here, I'm back. Let's make it happen, guys. This is Neogentrix, Food for Thought, Season 2. Oh, and before we go, I just want to go ahead and let everybody know I am now available on multiple different platforms if you wish to listen to my podcast or show it off to someone else. And on top of that, I have 3 books now available for purchase on Amazon, Books a Million, Barnes & Noble. You can all find out all about this information on my website at recontowers.com. It's been a pleasure, guys. I'll see y'all next time.